For any sized gift before Ash Wednesday, February 22nd, we'll send you my 2023 Lenten devotional booklet. Make a secure online donation at thewordendures.org or make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And we'll send you my new devotional booklet for Lent.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Jesus, who knows perfectly well that the eternal well-being of his sheep literally hangs upon the faithful teaching and preaching of his word, could not be clearer that there is a grave consequence for every steward who thinks lightly of that holy task assigned.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the Gospel of St. Luke.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Previously, we heard Jesus pick up the theme of no fear. His little flock, the crowd that hangs on his words, needs not be afraid of anything in this age because the Father's delight is to give them the kingdom. And hey, if they have that, what do they really lack? So Jesus urged us all to get in on the Father's joyous giving game, where the goods are like a hot potato, and the fun is passing them on and trying to be ready to catch the more which the Father is always tossing our way. You can't actually win that game because he's such a bountiful giver that you'll never be able to pass it all off. And then Jesus shifted to the importance of living lives of preparedness. You see, we are like those who are waiting for the appearance of the Master to return from the wedding feast. Yes, return from. Because we live already in a mystical way in the wedding feast at the sacrament of the Eucharist. But Jesus will appear at the end of time, or he will come by our own death. And so he urges constant nonstop vigilance for that moment, because the Lord we're waiting for and looking for is actually coming to be our servant, to bid us recline at table and feast as he waits on us. But the image shifts yet again to the thief in the night, and a reminder to those who were not waiting, then his return would be rather a time of loss than a time of blessing. The long and short, you'll want to be among those blessed folks who are on the lookout for the appearing of the King. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 41. Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come in a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more." Luke 12, verses 41 to 48. Let us pray. Everlasting God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your grace that we may make good and diligent study of Holy Scripture seek and find Christ therein, and through him have eternal life. Graciously grant it, dear Lord God. Amen. So are you ready to ponder today's challenging reading? Let's do this. Verse 41. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? So as Peter listened to Jesus teaching this, he begins to wonder. Maybe his brow puckered a bit, and when Jesus was silent, he just had to ask, so wait a minute, is what you just said for everyone, or is this specifically for us, for your 12, your apostles? How many times I've had the same question, and I bet you do too. Is this something unique to the original apostles, or is Jesus talking to all believers here? Well, Jesus clearly gets the question, but what is the meaning of how he answers St. Peter here? Verse 42. And the Lord said, who is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? St. Cyril of Alexandria, writing in the 5th century, said, what is our Lord's reply? He makes use of a clear and very evident example to show that the commandment especially belongs to those who occupy a more influential position and have been admitted to the rank of teachers. This is the simple and plain meaning of the passage. If now we fix our minds accurately upon it, we will see what it signifies and how useful it is for the benefit of those who have been called to the office of apostles, that is, the office of teacher. So, in a way, this saying has special application to those who serve in the office of the holy ministry, in whose task is the stewardship of the master's goods, so that they may give to each member of the household their portion of food at the proper time. That means that the word of God is rightly divided or served up in such a way that impenitent sinners are fed with the law and terrified sinners are comforted with the sweet food of the gospel. But don't miss that, especially in the reply of St. Cyril. He recognized that there's a slight bit of ambiguity in Jesus' reply, that in a certain way, absolutely every Christian has been entrusted with the stewardship of some sort for which he or she will finally have to give an account to the master, even if the Christian is not in the office of the holy ministry or charged with dishing up the word of God for the congregation. Verse 43, blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Verse 44, truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. Do you see how this ties exactly to what Jesus had just been teaching about how blessed the servants will be when the master finds them awake and waiting for him at his return and faithfully doing the tasks he has set them to do? Same point. Faithfulness in carrying out the assignments Jesus gives results in huge blessings. Instead of just being in charge of dishing out food to each according to his or her need, Jesus says the faithful manager will end up being put in charge of all the king's possessions, which is just another way of saying, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The clear message, you want to be blessed. You want to get to work with the task Jesus has assigned you. And this above all, when addressing his ministers entrusted with the proclamation of his holy word, they need to be about feeding the flock and always remembering the return of him to whom they will give an account of their stewardship. Or, as Jesus goes on to say, verse 45, but if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, verse 46, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. The slothful servant isn't concerned about dishing up the word of God for the feeding of God's household. He's more concerned about having himself a jolly old good time. So, instead of faithfully using the office he has received, he abuses it. He feeds himself, not the household. He gets drunk and proceeds to abuse his fellow servants and act like he's got the run of the roost. Can't you see him, inebriated, maybe pounding away on one of his servants when the unexpected happens and there's a shadow darkening the door? Oops. It's the master he was betting wouldn't be showing up yet. Jesus says it's not going to end well for that servant. Sliced to bits and then tossed out with the unfaithful. That's a rather graphic description of hell. And yes, right there is a worthy reminder. As numerous fathers have said, the road to hell is paved with priests' skulls. Jesus, who knows perfectly well that the eternal well-being of his sheep literally hangs upon the faithful teaching and preaching of his word, could not be clearer that there is a grave consequence for every steward who thinks lightly of that holy task assigned. Nothing is more important than teaching the word, feeding the flock. Verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will but did not get ready or act according to it will receive a severe beating. Here, I think Jesus is broadening out from the office of the holy ministry specifically, that is, from the managers or the stewards of the mysteries of God, see 1 Corinthians 4:1, to all Christians who are indeed called to be stewards of God's varied graces, 1 Peter 4, verse 10. His point is that it's not merely the ministers who will incur his displeasure on the day of judgment. It's going to go badly, the severe beating, for any who knew what their Lord wanted of them because they had been taught his word faithfully, but nevertheless chose to disregard his will. Here is a call for our constant repentance. How often have we not known exactly what would please Jesus and chosen instead to please ourselves? In this, we're quite simply asking for the harsher punishment he describes here. Impenitence is something we learn our God never excuses. While his mercy is illimitable, his tolerance for human arrogance is not. Jesus goes on, verse 48. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. So Jesus does teach here that there is some amelioration for honest ignorance, but it doesn't get anyone off scot-free. So the person who is falsely instructed in the word of God is still going to suffer for his disobedience, but not in as harsh a manner as the blatant rebel. As St. Basil the Great wrote in the 4th century, when I consult the New Testament, I find that our Lord Jesus Christ does not absolve from punishment even sins committed in ignorance, although he attaches a harsher threat to deliberate sins. All of which is to move us to that godly fear that knows that when Jesus has entrusted us with much, he is going to require much from us, and that the very goal of our life needs to be pleasing our King and seeking to faithfully serve him in our various callings. Lord Jesus, grant us all this grace, we humbly pray you. On that somber note, we're going to stop for today. Next up, Jesus, whose birth was announced by the angels as the very gift of peace on earth, will clarify that his gift of heaven's peace actually brings all kinds of divisions and strife here in this age. He has a baptism to be baptized with, and he has fire to hurl down on the earth. Division is now going to be inevitable within households as people side with him or against him. As C.S. Lewis once said, Jesus produced mainly three effects: hatred, terror, adoration. There is no trace of people expressing mild approval. He was indeed a polarizing figure, and Jesus still is. Till next time, be beloved by God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.